I feel very lucky to live in my home community and to be a part of the implementation of my land claim and to see the negotiation of our self-government unfolding while I'm around. It means to me that my future and the future of my children is more in my hands as a beneficiary. I have more control over what will happen in my community and in my area.
After learning about modern treaty implementation and the challenges and changes that come along with it, let's dig into the importance of young people getting involved in the implementation of their modern treaties.
I have a responsibility to be engaged with my First Nation. We are a democratic system, and I have a responsibility and obligation to my children and their children to be involved and to have a say in what's going on, to include myself, to keep myself up on what's going on within our government, and having a say.
Learning about and taking part in the implementation process will help youth find and create new paths for their futures.
Modern treaties impact the lives of Indigenous youth in many ways. The first is that implementation of the treaties, in my opinion, have provided opportunities in communities where Indigenous youth may not have to face the same challenges that the previous generations have had to.
If implementation sounds dull or boring right now, keep digging and learning about your treaty and what is being implemented. There are many different areas of your life that are touched by the treaty and its implementation. Some aspect of this work will overlap with the things you care about and may even inspire new interests.
Implementation is super interesting. Like, once you crack open that book and you start realizing, like, it's not a bunch of words, it's actually words about the fish and words about the water and the moose and the caribou and economic development. Like, once you realize that it's actual pinpointed things that you care about, then it gets really interesting.
Elders and others who are now implementing treaties will not be around forever. Soon, the next generation will be in charge, and those who are implementing want young people to be involved and start learning the ropes now.
You know, anyone who's negotiating a modern day treaty or who has, have recognized that if you don't have someone to pick up the mantle or the torch after the treaty is signed and implemented, you are going to have an abysmal failure of the treaty.
Young members of modern treaty organizations need to start preparing for when they will take over the implementation work.
I think it's really important for young people to learn that, that spirit and intent from those who were involved, in order to make sure that they steward that forward, because that vision wasn't just for my generation or even, you know, the younger generations that are alive today, but even further into the future. And so if we as young people are not continuing to learn and transmit that spirit intent, then there's a really big chance that spirit intent could get lost, and we won't understand why it was we wanted this in the first place. So I think there's a huge need for young people to be involved in their communities, and I think there's no right way to do that or no one way to do that. I think there's a lot of different ways that young people can get involved in modern treaty implementation.
I would tell youth to ask questions and to get involved, to go as far as they want to with their education and look into it and create new streams if they don't exist yet. And ask their elders questions, because we are losing our elders at an alarming rate. And that knowledge is going with them, which is scary. So we need more researchers, Indigenous researchers from the communities who can work within the communities and preserve that knowledge and share it.
If you look for ways to get involved in your modern treaties implementation, you will probably find more opportunities than you anticipated.
course, implementing modern day treaties are also daunting and overwhelming, but it has always been in the young people that are going to implement and take them to the next level. So I think, one, you're seeing, you know, young people come in with a better sense of self and identity by virtue of those treaties providing a level of protection. But two, also some of them, you know, you see entire modern day treaty civil services being developed that are, operated, run by women, young people in ways that you've never seen before.
Tune in to the next series, The Modern Treaty Career Guide, to find out more about the employment options and opportunities that come from your modern treaty.